Take a walk around the gardens of Trentham Estates, and you wouldn't fail to notice the large derelict white building in the corner. Well, today Trentham Hall has been listed in the Victorian Society's top 10 most endangered buildings in the country. That's that building in the corner. Only the clock tower and the sculpture gallery now remain of the original grand building. It was largely demolished in 1912. Well, let's speak to Mike Herbert. He's the regional director of St Modwen, which owns the Trentham Estate. Hello, Mike.
Hello there.
So do you have plans then for Trentham Hall?
Yeah, I mean, the important part about Trentham Hall is it was always part of the overall master plan of Trentham that it would be restored. At the sort of end of the project, we set off on this restoration works to the whole estate, as you'll know, in 2004. And the aim was that over a 5 to 10 year period, we'd do the majority of everything at Trentham. And what slowed us down, unfortunately, has been a slight recession we've had for the last few years. But we're now definitely working on a scheme to restore the picture gallery, the sculpture gallery, and the courtyard that's behind it. And the current plans is that they would be converted into some very attractive mews cottages with full restoration.
And you have planning permission for all that at the moment?
No, the outline planning consent for Trentham was for the restoration of the buildings, and what we now need to do is to apply for detailed planning consent, which is what we've started work on earlier this summer. We've had initial discussions with English Heritage. They're obviously very supportive of seeing the buildings restored, and we're now working actively on the detailed design work so that we can submit a formal planning application.
Is something like today's announcement by the Victorian Society, including this building of yours, in the top 10 most endangered buildings in the country, is that a bit of a kick up the bum, is it?
No, not really. I mean, the buildings have been on the at-risk register for English Heritage since we bought them. They are no worse now than when we bought them. We didn't know that the Victorian Society were having this, because it's a public vote, apparently, to create this list. They hadn't communicated that with us. But it's part of our long-term obligations and intentions at Trentham, as we've done with the whole of the rest of the estate, and you've reported on many times. You know, this is a massive multi-million pound regeneration project, and the hall was always going to be the last part of the jigsaw.
Well, how has it got to be left in such a state of disrepair?
Well, it was the previous owners. They left it, the Sutherland family sold the Trentham estate in the late 1970s. It changed hands a couple of times and the buildings just were not used. Unfortunately, that white building, that if you've seen the picture of it, was painted with a modern acrylic paint on the outside, which was completely the wrong type of paint. That's why it's all peeling off. It should be a natural render finish. And that's what we'll be restoring it back towards. So, yes, I mean, we've always known, but it's, we've been careful to make sure that the buildings don't deteriorate significantly until we were ready to restore them, which is what we're now working on.
I don't know how much of the history you know of it, but could you remind us what happened in 1912?
Yes, I mean, I know the history extraordinarily well of Trentham, but the house was built by the Sutherland family in the 1830s, 1840s, to the design of Charles Barry. It's actually the third house that stood on that site. But by the end of the Victorian era, the River Trent was basically an open sewer. There's lots of records of a horrible stink in the gardens at Trentham. So the Sutherland said, we can't bear to come and live here anymore. Mm. And they offered it for sale. Nobody wanted it. So they said, fine, we demolish it. It was as simple as that, which is, happened to a lot of grand houses around the UK.
A bit of a peculiar case, I guess, because of the potteries and the affluence
in
the Trent.
Yes, and slightly surprising in some respects, they left bits of it standing. I've never quite understood why they didn't demolish the entire buildings, but they left us with the bits that we now have. And obviously it's really important to Trentham and to the locality and continued success of Trentham as a major tourist destination that we continue with our process of regeneration here.
Because they're wonderful gardens and a beautiful lake. It is a shame it was allowed, 100 years ago now, to fall down.
Yes, it was. But we are where we are. Mm. And as I say, we are really keen to move this forward. The economy's picking up. We believe that by the time we've got planning consent, we, you know, we'll have a scheme that will work commercially, which is obviously very important. And, you know, it'll be the sort of final bit of icing on the cake to the beautiful story that we have here.
Mike, good speech. You're going to wish you at St Modwen all the best in getting the hall off the Victorian Society's top 10 most endangered buildings in the country.
Thank you.